from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Hi, it's Chloe. September 12th. 10 in health, the one that made me reread the abstract, is at the top. Let's get into it. First, from Endpoints Pharma. Setbacks for Novodies, and throw pick looks for Dealmaker, and more. Novodies is facing some challenges lately, particularly with its gen therapy program. A recent study indicated that a treatment for a rare genetic disorder didn't meet its effectiveness targets in a phase 3 trial. This setback could impact their plans and timelines moving forward, which is something to keep an eye on if you're following their developments. Meanwhile, Anthropic, the AI company known for its conversational models, is actively seeking a dealmaker to help navigate potential partnerships or acquisitions. This comes as the company looks to expand its influence in the rapidly evolving AI landscape. It's an interesting move, especially given the competitive nature of the field. In other news, there's a lot of buzz around the upcoming biotech conferences. Companies are gearing up to showcase their latest innovations, and it's a great opportunity for networking and collaboration. It'll be fascinating to see what new ideas come out of these events as researchers and companies share their findings. As always, there's a lot happening in the industry, and these developments could shape the future landscape significantly. Keep an eye on these stories as they unfold. Next, second from Ottolenghi. When in doubt, pasta or rice. Hey, so, I was just reading this piece and it made me think of you. The author, who's juggling a bunch of things like opening a restaurant and touring, got me thinking about those days when you just can't be bothered to cook. She's been writing this newsletter for a while, and it sounds like she's built this really lovely community around it. Anyway, she was inspired by another writer to tackle the what to cook when you don't feel like cooking question. For her, it always comes down to comfort with minimal effort. Her go-to answers are pretty classic: a bowl of pasta or some buttery rice. For the pasta idea, she suggests a quick pesto with chili crisp stirred in. She mentions that the sauce comes together while the pasta cooks, and any ridged pasta shape will work to catch all the good bits. And for the rice, it's a one-hand dish. You cook rice with soy and vinegar marinated shiitake mushrooms, and then crack an egg right into it at the end. She says even button mushrooms or apple cider vinegar work fine if that's what you have. Basically, super simple, minimal cleanup comfort food. Up next, third from Stat. Stat Plus. Breast cancer pill from AstraZeneca, Mrs. Markin pivotal trial. Hey, so I was just looking at some news about AstraZeneca's breast cancer drug camizestrant. Basically, it didn't quite hit the mark in a big trial for a specific type of advanced breast cancer. This was a study called SERENA-4, and it was looking at camizestrant when used as a first-line treatment, meaning the very first therapy for advanced AR-positive, HER2-negative breast cancer. The drug, when given with another medicine, didn't show a significant benefit over the standard treatment in terms of how long patients lived before their cancer got worse. Now, it's important to know that this drug, *, recently get accelerated approval in the US under a different name, ETKIMA. That approval is for patients whose tumors have a specific mutation that suggests they might become resistant to other treatments. So it's not like the drug is totally out of the picture, but this particular trial, if it had gone the other way, could have really expanded its use to a much larger group of patients. It's a bit of a bummer for that specific indication, but we'll see how it plays out for the approved use. And then, fourth from Science Daily Health, the secret to longer life may be hidden in bat DNA. Researchers have been studying long-lived bats to understand their remarkable health and longevity. These bats seem to have developed strong immune systems and unique methods for getting rid of damaged cells, which may help them avoid diseases like cancer as they age. The findings suggest that these genetic traits could offer insights into enhancing human health and longevity. While the research is still in its early stages, it opens up exciting possibilities for developing new strategies to protect our health as we grow older. If scientists can pinpoint the specific genes responsible for these traits, it might lead to breakthroughs in how we approach aging and disease prevention in humans. Next, fifth from Tell Me Three Good Things, 11 September 2020, 6 till the three good things. Today was filled with little joys. First, there was that delicious honey cake, which brought back sweet memories of Jody sharing it with me ages ago. It's funny how food can connect us, right? Then, we caught a leak under the kitchen sink just in time. Dave managed to tighten the connector, so we avoided a bigger mess. Thank goodness for that. And on top of it all, I had a flurry of text messages with loved ones, reminding me how important those connections are. So what about you? What three good things happened in your day? That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.